Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that police use of force reports are open to the public. The decision handed down Friday stems from a lawsuit against the Des Moines Police Department. The department refused to turn over use of force reports to racial justice activist Harvey Harrison of the nonprofit Just Voices. Harrison wants to use the reports to determine if certain incidents of racial bias went unreported. The city attorney argued that the reports are protected as personnel records, but the Supreme Court said that the basic records are basic facts of what happened. The justice's decision confirms a lower court order to release the reports. Quad City area Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks and other GOP lawmakers have introduced legislation to reverse a ban on a cancer-causing chemical that can contaminate groundwater. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced it would prohibit the chemical TCE in December.
Most trichloroethylene, or TCE, is used to make refrigerants, but it's also a common degreaser for metal and can be found in some household items like stain removers and spray adhesives. David Swartney directs the Center for Health Effects of Environmental Contamination at the University of Iowa.
They're persistent, they're toxic, and because we've used them widely in industry and in consumer goods for decades dating back to mid-1900s, we have these in a lot of places where they're problematic for the environment, for water supplies, and for public health.
Sites with TCE contamination in the Des Moines Metro, Atlantic, Lamar's, Mason City, and Charles City are on the EPA's national priorities list for long-term hazardous waste cleanup. TCE is regulated in public water systems, but not private wells. Representative Miller Meeks did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Minnesota Governor and former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Iowa for a town hall on Friday, where he rebuked the Trump administration's goal to dismantle the Department of Education. The rally at Roosevelt High School in Des Moines is Walz's first town hall since he and Kamala Harris lost the presidential election last year. Walz also criticized Republicans in Congress for proposing budget targets that could result in cuts to federal health care programs.
They're going to go after Medicare. They're going to go after Medicaid. They're going to go after Social Security, and they're going to go after education for the same reason that people rob a bank. That's where the money is.
Walz's visit to Iowa is part of a series of town halls supporting Democrats in swing districts. Des Moines is in Iowa's third congressional district, held by Republican Zach Nunn, who won a second term in November. The district is expected to be a target for national Democrats in 2026. The state of Illinois and a right-leaning publisher of dozens of websites is settling a lawsuit over its publication of sensitive information about millions of Illinois voters. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul sued local government information services last May. The lawsuit alleged the Lake Forest-based company published restricted voter data maintained by the State Board of Elections, including dates of birth and home addresses for many registered voters, including domestic violence victims and law enforcement officials. But the state dropped its lawsuit earlier this year in a settlement agreement. In exchange, LGIS agreed to destroy any restricted voter roll information it possessed and to refrain from publishing it again. The company was not fined, nor did it admit liability or criminal wrongdoing. Raoul's office said it was pleased the case is resolved. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Iowa is reporting another case of bird flu. This time it's affected a commercial flock of about 400,000 young hens in Buena Vista County in northwestern Iowa, which was also hit by the virus last year. The birds were destroyed to help prevent the spread of the virus. Governor Kim Reynolds has also issued a disaster proclamation for the county. This is the first case of bird flu in a commercial flock reported since February 20th. A small backyard flock in Dallas County was stricken earlier this week. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for nearly all of Iowa and western Illinois from 11 this morning until 8 tonight. Daytime high temperatures in the mid-60s, coupled with low relative humidity and wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour, will create conditions conducive for the rapid spread of wildfires. This is WVIK News.